According to a study published in the American Academy of Pediatrics, less work and more play helps a child to learn, develop socially, and promotes better health. Researchers also reported that curbing free time at school robs youngsters of needed exercise, leads to unruly classrooms, and ultimately the tragedy of listening to...
Sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Annoying Bluetooth Headset User.
Mr. Annoying Bluetooth Headset User.
The rest of us can't tell whether you're bellowing at a coworker or at your imaginary friend. But there's one thing we can tell. Your incredibly inflated sense of self-importance.
That's right, you're the only one that matters.
When we see that stupid wireless set strapped to your head, we wish it did have a wire so we could strangle you with it and get some peace.
That would make a nice ringtone.
I'll call someone who gives a crap.
Like some other idiot with a Bluetooth, yeah.
So the next time you're frightened by the sound of someone having a loud, one-sided conversation, don't worry. Most likely, it's an escaped mental patient. Or worse, it could be Mr. Annoying Bluetooth Headset User, a real American hero.
Mr. Annoying Bluetooth Headset User.
I really gotta get me one of those.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Welcome to Tuesday. It's September 14th. Back in the studio, as always, to serve you. And we are your humble servants. Are you going to talk this morning?
I'm on my way. I'm gearing up, people. Gearing up. Okay, so I lost my phone. I told you, I lost my phone.
Yes,
I lost it for like over a week. And, whatever. I didn't have a phone. And I know that's like Stone Age.
Uh-huh.
I mean, can you imagine not having your phone for a week?
No, I can't imagine not having it for 5 minutes. Are you kidding?
I know. Every time I talk to somebody, they're like, man, I lost mine for a day, and they bought a new one until a replacement came. I went over a week. Anyway, I just bought a new phone.
Oh, okay.
And
that's the one you were trying to sabotage the other day.
Yeah, I went back and I got it fixed. It was really like I was opening up.
You have to open it up anyway?
I needed to put the battery in it. I was installing the phone. I was like putting the battery in the phone.
Oh, I see.
And I needed to pop off the back, put the SIM card in.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't working.
I thought they do it for you at the store.
No, I just took it and went. Uh-huh. Anyway, I went back. They did it, hooked it all up. And guess what just happened?
You lost your phone.
I lost my phone.
Oh, fuck.
If you need to get in touch with me, just.
How can you lose your phone? I mean, and especially when? This morning you lost it?
Well, I went out last night.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, it was either in my car or my purse. It's not in my purse. It's probably in my car somewhere. The car is ready for a good clean. It's probably in my car. I'll probably find my old phone in my car, too. I'll find, like, a graveyard of, like, old keys and phones.
Yeah. Well, did you try to call it?
I called it... within my apartment. It wasn't in my apartment. So
right.
It's probably
my
car.
But in your car? Yeah, you got to try it there.
Some people just have a knack for this. I'm really good at it,
Yeah. Is your car a mess inside where it's hard to find things?
Right now, yeah. Normally it's average, but right now it's bad.
Average.
I mean, it's not that bad, but there's some, like, costumes in the back. I have a bumblebee costume in my back seat, mm-hmm. and I have a wig.
Yeah.
I have some shoes and a blanket.
An interesting car, huh?
And a blanket.
Yeah, when you get pulled over, the cops will enjoy the merchandise
in
the back seat.
Have fun.
I don't know what it is, though. Many women I meet have messy cars. I don't know what that is with women. You know, they make it like their second home or something. Mm-hmm. You know?
I think they usually have, like, clothes and stuff. And
yeah. Normally, my car has absolutely nothing. Even in the trunk, it has nothing. I like everything to look new, you know?
Well, and I like that. But I think the thing is think about men. I mean, you're not going to go places where you need to change. And you need to bring extra clothes. That's the primary thing, I think, is clothes.
What about empty McDonald's bags and cups and shit like that?
Yeah, that's nasty. And I used to have... I just emptied it out yesterday, but I had some...
Oh, wonderful.
I had some debris.
Wonderful. I'm glad to hear.
I had some debris, like old coffee cups.
Yeah, and it doesn't bother you, huh?
I don't notice it. I got bigger fish to fry. Just let some of that shit fall. I mean, you don't want to see my closet at home. My closet is literally... If you open up my closet, it's... Uh-huh. Up to about the waist, not about your knees, and just clothes that I haven't hung up that have fallen down that I've been digging through.
Yeah.
I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I'm always wanting to do something else than clean a closet.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. But what if you meet someone who's really meticulous and organized and stuff? And
then hopefully they're going to love me for me. Hopefully they'll love me.
That would be a big
turnout. My man friend in Texas, you know, I mean, he's not super clean. We're about the same as far as cleanliness, I guess you'd say.
Mm-hmm. Messiness depends on
we're about the same, right? As far as like organized and stuff. Right. But he's a guy, so it's less. Does that make sense? So there's less clothes, there's less girl products, hair, you know. Okay. So it's pretty but I feel like we're pretty compatible.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if we were to have a contest and who can be like messier, I could probably out messy anybody. I'm not gonna lie. Uh-huh. I feel though. I mean, without I hear you people judging me, the clean people. You know what I mean?
You always hear people judging. I'm telling you.
It's more of a phrase. Don't take it so literal.
No, it's not like a phrase when it comes from you.
From
you
me,
because
you. Well, no, it's more of a joke. But you want to make it into
a joke?
Something. It's more like, don't you judge me. It's a joke. You try to make it.
Yeah, but when you say it a lot, when it's serious, then...
I
won't give you a hard time about it, but
okay. I think that it's just you are misreading it. I think you're trying to make it out to be something it's not.
Why would I do that?
I don't know, because of the Christian thing, you probably would try to make it into some weird guilty Christian thing. I don't know.
What?
I don't know why. Where you're coming from.
I don't know things about Christian guilt.
Then why do you always bring it up like it's some issue?
Because it is. Because you feel you're being judged by a lot of people, and I think it affects your outlook on life.
Thank you.
And on people.
Thank you, Dr. Freud. Yeah. I think that's highly inaccurate. But you know what? Hey, continue to judge.
Yeah. All right. So you started with the people judging you, the clean people judging you.
You know what I mean? It's more like it's more of an organized mentality. People that are, I have friends that, I mean, I had this one roommate, she like ironed her bed sheets and she cleaned her flip-flops, scrubbed them in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's a little too much, isn't
well,
it?
Well, I mean, I'm just the complete opposite, and I think I can understand the mentalities. I just don't have that mentality.
I mean,
it really is something that I've had to work on to be average. So if I can keep a house clean, like, the living room, the kitchen, and make it look cute. I can keep that clean. But right. When it comes to like my bedroom, no.
No, huh?
No.
Yeah.
Or my car, not really. I mean, I've worked on it. I've gotten a lot better. But it's definitely something I have to work on. I'm not a naturally, like some people, they can't stand it and they have to constantly clean. Like I'm like, hey, I'm on the door. I got to go be somewhere.
Yeah.
I'll worry about this way.
I guess it depends on how you're raised also. You know, both my parents are Virgos and Virgos are very neat and organized. So they raised me that way. You
really?
Know? Yeah. And then, you know, so when I got married the first time, my wife was messy at the time. So we had quite a hard time until she finally learned. Yeah.
That's
she
funny.
Learned her lesson and started picking up shit, you know. And then we had a baby and the mess started all over again, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you think as far as, I mean, but, you know, your wife now, Dina, she's like probably super, super
very,
clean.
Yeah. We're very clean.
But anytime...
Our house looks like a fucking model house. You
oh,
know?
Really? I want to see it. I bet it looks cute.
Yeah. It's all white.
Really?
It's all white. Yeah. My wife loves white.
I do, too. It's clean. It's fresh. It's crisp.
Yeah. Yeah. But it takes some getting used to, you know? When she wears white and she sits on the furniture, she's like part of the furniture. She kind of gets lost.
Well, do you guys have any, like, flowers or any kind of color?
Yeah, of course.
So there's color.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
But it's all the furniture is white. Everything's white.
Yeah.
The walls.
That's funny.
Yeah. But it does feel clean, and people love our place. You know, when they come over, they're really impressed.
Yeah.
So
I kind of feel like men need women.
Oh yeah.
I look at men that are starting to get older, that don't have women in their lives.
Yeah.
And they start to get like
kind of tough, huh?
Yeah, you start to see like scraggly hairs kind of start to come out of their ears, and they don't dress that.
Well,
cute.
That has nothing to do with a woman.
No, but I kind of feel like sometimes men without women, they need to be softened, and I feel like women soften men.
Well, some men do need that, you know. I mean, ears growing out. I mean, hairs growing out of your ears and stuff, and your nose is not attractive. But I don't need a woman to tell me that.
Yeah.
You know.
No, but sometimes I think women bring a life, and they bring a softness, and they bring,
I think
there's things that like men don't do naturally.
Yeah.
And that's something that I find is.
Yeah. Like any work around the house doesn't come naturally to a man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but I think men are babies. As soon as you start taking care of them, they're like, they become infants.
Yeah.
As soon as you start to nurture them, like when I was in Texas, And with my man friend, I'm trying not to say his name, but anyway, not that anybody.
Man friend, okay.
Yeah, he laughs.
It's funny how women call other guys, you know, one calls it my lover, one calls it my man. With you, it's like your lover man lover, whatever.
My centaur.
Yeah.
No, he thinks it's funny when I call him his man friend. He's always like, what the hell does that mean? I think it's better than boyfriend. He's not a boy, he's a man.
Yeah, that's true.
But I was at his house, and I started, you know, doing dishes and finishing laundry, just doing stuff like that, you know, to kind of keep it cute. Mm-hmm. And he got like used to it really quick.
I'm sure.
I mean, and then I got pissed really quick because I don't like to be expected to do
right.
any
you don't
of that.
Want it expected
I want
of
to
you.
Do it, and I wanted him to be like, oh, that's so sweet. And he was like sitting back, kind of wiggling his feet on his computer, doing his thing. He's like, hey, can you give me this? Can you give me that? And I was like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, don't get him spoiled, man.
Yeah, then we got a little argument. I'm telling him, I'm talking about him.
Yeah.
Tell him to call in. Anyway.
What's he doing on Facebook now? He should be working, no?
This isn't Facebook. This is my
see.
Email, and then it's a chat.
He
works
okay.
all the time.
I see.
Nonstop, actually. But no, it's funny. I think that men kind of get used to women, you know, doing things like that for them, and then they become like invalids.
Yeah.
They forget that they can do anything. Like, remember when your wife went to Cancun?
Uh-huh.
And
I didn't do anything.
You're like, oh, I don't know what to do. I want her back. You know?
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, I'm the first one to admit that. You know, I've come to rely on that, and it's not expected. I never expect people to do things for me, but you sort of like get used to it, you know?
Well, yeah, and I mean, the same thing goes for, I think, women too, in a different way. Like, as soon as I'm a strong, independent woman. Kind of. But anyway.
I am woman. Invincible.
But as soon as I'm with, you know, a man, not any man, but this man, there is a sense of like, you know, take care of me, give me this, give me that. And I'm like not like that, but when I'm with him, I get like that.
Yeah. Do you feel like nurturing and stuff, you know?
I feel when he and I are together, I feel a sense of like release, and I just sit back and let him do stuff, make decisions and stuff.
Right.
And,
cool.
You know, I'll be like, I need this, get me this, I want this.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not like that normally. But with him, I kind of am.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying you can kind of get used to somebody taking care of you is what I'm saying.
Yeah, easily.
Regardless on what side side of the fence you're on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But going back to the messy thing, it's definitely, it's just, you know, it's my nature.
It's part of you.
I'm not saying I like it. I really don't, but am I willing to sit at home?
See, it doesn't bother you. If it bothered you, you'd do something about it, but it doesn't bother you, so you just live with that, you know?
I'm about to do something about my closet. It's ridiculous.
Really?
It's a mix of clothes, shoes, costumes, wigs.
Yeah. I'll bet you most women's closets are like that.
No, I mean, I know a lot of girls.
Women have like a lot of clothes, you know?
I know a lot of girls that are really, really tidy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, really tidy.
Yeah. I know most women keep clothes they can't fit into anymore in the hope that they'll lose weight.
Yeah, I think every woman has that.
Yeah.
You ever always have like a pair of jeans or something. Or,
or half a fucking closet.
Or half a closet. That's a little ridiculous, though.
No, it is, but, you know.
That's living in the future. It's one thing to have a couple items that you're like, ooh, I love it. I'll get down to that size. It's yeah. another thing to be like, and this side of my room was from 10 years ago, and I'm hoping to recycle it. That's a little different. Yeah, guys aren't like that at all, huh?
No. Like, do you ever have moldy stuff in your refrigerator?
Not really, no. I mean, it's not disgusting. I mean, there's three of us now. There's four of us, and we did pretty good about keeping it decent, not super clean. It's an older apartment. It's in Hollywood. They've probably never renovated this place, so it's older. Mm. But we live in a prime location. I mean, you probably, unless you're on waterfront and, you know, the west side, or unless you're up in the hills, where I don't really know where you could get a better location to where we live.
Really?
Yeah, because we live like right near Los Feliz. It's called Franklin Village. And
so you get to walk around there and stuff?
It's very pedestrian. I mean, I don't pay the same amount as people that live in the Hollywood Hills, like up in the hills, but I live in the foothills, so but I have the same neighborhood that they do.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. Like, people come up my street to look for the
stars.
They do actually, paparazzi. Really? But they also go there to look for the Hollywood sign.
Mm.
So they're like, how do you get the Hollywood sign? So I live kind of in a really, really cool place.
Yeah.
But you know, that's kind of how LA is. You pay for the location, not the property.
Well, that's everywhere, you know.
And not in Texas. Unless you pay for that damn house and you get house. Mm-hmm. 100. I mean, you get house. Like, it's ridiculous, like, the way you can live in
other parts.
Well,
it depends where. I'll bet you in the metropolitans it costs a lot. Like,
Houston, I mean, Houston definitely has, just like any city has its really, really rich areas.
Right.
But even still, the rich areas still don't compare to, like, here.
No. I mean, there's a lot of money in this town.
I mean, well.
It's just, we're not the ones who have it.
No.
But there's a lot of money in this town.
Not yet, no.
You're still hoping, huh?
Well, not mean, yet. It's, you know, to be honest.
Yeah, you get your whole life ahead of you.
I'm in my 20s. I mean, I don't know. I'm not really money motivated as much as I am. I just want to have a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even like an expensive lifestyle.
Right.
I just want to have good friends around, lots of good food, lots of fun.
Lots of good food.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's life, you know?
Yeah.
Lots
that's
of
important,
food.
Huh?
Well, I like feeding people. I like cooking.
Mm-hmm.
I like having the freedom to do that. I mean, if you live on a tight budget, or if you live where you don't have a lot of cash, I mean, I don't know. There's people out there probably have been through this. You can't just go grocery shop and buy whatever you want, you know, or you can't like feed people all the time if you want. You have to, you know what I mean? You just don't have it to give. So I like having that kind of money so I can do that kind of stuff.
I see.
You know? Because you can just go and buy whatever you want and make a freaking smorgasbord.
Yeah, that's true.
And you don't have to be like, hey, potluck, make sure you bring two things you're not getting in. No, but that's always fun. I love potlucks anyway, because it's very community and it gets people involved and it's fun.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. Yeah.
But no, I mean, it'd be fun, you know, have a drop-in center, have a house that's really fun. Everybody comes over on and off. I like that, though.
Yeah, you're a very social person.
But do you guys do that or no?
Yeah, sometimes we do. You know.
What, have people just drop in?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way it
should be. Very often. But no, I mean, we do have people drop in, but not necessarily for food every time.
Really?
Yeah.
You okay with that?
My wife does not, my life does not revolve around food. I live to eat. I eat to live. You know, it occurred to me that, you know, I get up like at 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. I don't eat till 2 or 3.
Mm.
Nothing.
Yeah.
That's pretty terrible. You know that? I mean, by the time I eat, I'm so fucking hungry.
Yeah.
But I just can't, you know, I keep putting it off and putting it off, you know?
Yeah.
But it sucks, man.
Well, I kind of do that too. I know what you mean. Like sometimes, especially if I have coffee because it's an appetite suppressant.
Right.
So I'll get it coffee in the morning and I'll go till about 2 o'clock.
Right. Yeah.
And not eat. And I love eating. So it's weird if I don't do it. But it happens a lot, especially doing the radio. I'm just not ready to eat that early.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, but what I mean by the food thing, it's not so much me and food. It's food as like a,
like a social thing?
Socially, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so fun to get recipes and cook stuff and try stuff. But usually, I mean, you have to go and you have to buy a lot of stuff you don't normally have.
Yeah. Some cultures revolve around food, you know? I mean, if you ever watch The Sopranos, that's all they do is eat.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to overdo
Middle Eastern,
it.
The same thing. You
yeah.
know? I think it's more of a Mediterranean thing.
Yeah.
And,
Italian people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but how much fun? I mean, how much fun is it? When I was in Texas, yeah. I made food for some friends. I made ossobuco. Have you ever had that?
No.
It's basically like an Italian pot roast.
Oh.
You take veal shank meat, and you basically you braise it, you slow cook it for a few hours, and you just season the heck out of it, and I made like a really good spaghetti with it.
Cool.
It's awesome.
We've got a phone call. Let's see who that okay. is. I hope it's not another author. Good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Kira. Go ahead.
Well, hey, good morning. This is the man friend out in Houston.
Hey.
Oh, it's the man friend.
Hey, babe. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm heading over to the Avalon Diner.
Oh, okay. We are talking about food, yeah.
Hey, real quick. Hey, let me ask you something real quick. Okay, so don't be harsh when I ask you this question, but out of who? Okay, I was saying he was asking about being messy, and I said that you and I are. No, listen.
Touched the nerve with him.
Okay, I've gotten a lot better, haven't I?
Oh, it's much better. It's almost night and day, Kara. But you know, it's not so much the messiness. I just enjoy watching you eat because it is like you get the slop award every time.
Uh-huh. That's true. I do. I am like a messy eater.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was gonna say, you know how guys tend to be a little bit more. It's kind of I would say that you and I are pretty equivalent as far as messiness. Like we're pretty moderate. Would you agree?
Well, sort of to qualify it. I mean, I'm not like organized, but I am not sloppy. Like I don't have filth laying around. I just don't have like my papers aren't filed, and I'm not, you know, I'm not. I'm just not anal when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe, yeah, you and I are on the same page when it comes to that stuff, and we're probably gonna, you know. Before it's all said and done, get it made.
Yeah, there you go. Then you don't have to worry about it.
And then wouldn't you say, too, we were talking about how guys and girls get, well, particularly guys, if you start taking care of a guy, he becomes a huge baby.
Does that happen to you?
I don't know.
No?
It depends. It depends on how you're taking care of the guy. I mean,
yeah.
If it's like she takes on everything, cooking and cleaning and, you know, just doing all the household chores, then, yeah, he tends to come to expect that, and you know, I think a level of appreciation just needs to be shown for the women that do
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, I mean, but when I was at your place, let's be real. Fair.
Yeah, you buy them some flowers, and you got it made. You know, they're happy.
Yeah, but I was at your place, and I did, like, dishes and some laundry. And I wasn't feeling the love at first. I felt like you were just sitting there wiggling your feet on your computer, and you were getting...
Okay, so having said that, Kara, yeah, you did those things, but you destroyed two of my shirts.
Oh, yeah, I did.
And,
how did I destroy? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I forgot about that. How did I destroy?
I mean,
she's not a domestic.
She's like, I got all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, you know, I could have done it and not destroyed half my wardrobe.
Yeah, two shirts. You need to upgrade. What are you talking about? Okay, so yeah, I cleaned.
I just got those things from Old Navy. I mean,
they didn't even look that good on you. They were like big and baggy. They weren't fitted. I told you about that look. It's 1992.
Oh, just set the wardrobe on fire next time. You know, just set it on fire.
There you go.
No, but what happened? I was washing some clothes with bleach, and I bleached a couple of the wrong shirts. Anyway, okay, cool. So listen, yeah. Anyway.
A maroon shirt got bleached. I don't know how it happened, but it did.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
All right.
Hey, it was good chatting with you. Thanks for calling in. Caller, you anonymous caller. I don't know who you are.
Yeah, man friend.
Yeah, just a mysterious guy calls up randomly. Yeah.
There you go.
All right, guys. Well,
thanks so much for calling, and nice talking to you, my friend.
My pleasure. Good talking. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Yeah, his connection wasn't that great.
Yeah, it was loud as hell.
Well, I brought it up because you couldn't hear anything, so I brought it up a little bit.
He's probably driving.
Yeah.
That's what he does. He drives all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, I forgot I did destroy a couple of his shirts.
How did you destroy the shirts?
I bleached them.
You bleached them?
Yeah.
That's usually how you destroy clothes.
But they weren't
clothes.
Even like cute shirts, so
no?
It's okay.
No? Okay.
I mean, they were like nice dress shirts, but he didn't wear them anyway. They were like...
Besides, it's a certain look when you bleach a shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was like the 70s tie-dye. It's
a little outdated.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah. So our friend George Michael is facing jail time.
What?
Did you hear that?
No, what happened?
Because he got pulled over for driving under the influence. Mm. And apparently the sentence would be about 12 weeks. But apparently he showed remorse and he pled guilty. So they're going to cut it down to half. But he wasn't convicted yet, but they're saying he probably will. So,
Was that in California?
No, in London.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If they were to legalize marijuana, because they're thinking about doing that, right?
So right.
In L.A.?
Right.
I wonder how that would affect people getting pulled over with marijuana.
That would be the same thing as alcohol, I think. And
it would, but yeah. I mean, I wonder what the level is, because you can still have some in your system, right?
Right, yeah.
Just like alcohol, you just
I guess if you appear high, you know, if you don't pass the test or something, you know, and then the sobriety test or whatever, then they can, you know, take you in.
Yeah. I've gotten a lot of my friends were talking about the legalizing marijuana, and so many of them are against it, and which I am as well. But I really can't say that we have a compelling argument why it should be illegal. I mean, I could talk to you on like a morality issue or what I think should be a standard for a society, things like that.
Right.
But when you bring in the law into terms as far as why it should be illegal, you know, I have a hard time. Really coming up with a compelling argument.
Yeah, because I think as long as alcohol is legal, so should marijuana be. There's no difference. If anything, people are more mellow on marijuana. They don't beat up people. They don't drive like crazy.
I've heard it all, and it's very compelling. I mean, I'm not saying that I think that should make it legal, but when you compare it to what is already legal, not just alcohol, but even just all the different meds that are available, et cetera, et cetera. I have a hard time kind of saying why it should not be, you know, legal. But I would like to hear what people have to think about that, about legalizing marijuana. I mean,
it's a victimless crime, you know, and I think all those should go away, you know. That's what I think. But they're saying that the funny thing is in California, some ex-cops and politicians favor legalization, while some pot growers want to keep it outlawed. Yeah.
That's got to be a money thing, right?
Yeah, it's got to be a money thing. I can't think of anything else. But why would they want to take such a risk? I mean, I think the marijuana still sells for the same price, except that they probably have a lot of competition.
How much does marijuana cost anyway?
I don't know. It depends how much.
Don't act like you don't know how much depends. It costs. I don't know. No, seriously.
Depends how much it is, you know. I mean, how much you're getting.
Okay, but give me it. Like, what?
But I think like it's $20 a gram or something.
How much is a gram?
Gram is like 2-3 joints or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's not a lot. But if you get like an ounce or something, that's probably like $400 or $500 or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a lot of money. But what I'm saying is that those are the street prices too, you know. So the prices haven't come down because it's legal now.
Well, medicinally.
Medicinal, yeah.
It's still the same cost.
Yeah.
So a gram is like $20 in medicinal marijuana.
Right.
Oh.
Which is interesting, you know.
You think it'd be like
Yeah, you think it'd be less.
Is it taxed?
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. They wouldn't let these people make a lot of money without taxing them.
Now, how does it work medicinally? You get a card. It's a prescription from your doctor, right?
Right. You go to a doctor. It's usually not your usual doctor. There's doctors.
Does this doctor have like dreadlocks and like beads in their hair? Well, which doctor? Voodoo doctor? Like, does he have a stethoscope?
That makes sense. Yeah, they do. They take blood pressure from you and stuff. And no, I guess you get it, and they call it a recommendation. It's not a prescription. And, and then you're legal. That's all it is.
So you go in, hey, my toe's been hurting for 8 weeks. I think it's only going to take marijuana to make it stop.
Yeah.
And they go, write your prescription.
Yeah.
You leave and you go to the medicinal place.
Right.
Okay. And then you give them the prescription. But right. Do you get a card that allows you to
a
you
card or something? Yeah, it depends.
Don't
I don't
you have
know,
to carry have, a card?
You have to carry something with you. Yeah.
But still, it's illegal federally.
Yeah.
So I don't understand how that
but
works.
But you're not going to get stopped by the FBI or pulled
no,
over.
No, I know.
Some,
well,
so,
I know
so it's
that, but
be
it's
by
more.
The cops,
it's
know?
More the legality of it that I'm trying to understand, like how
right.
you can even have these medicinal marijuana places popping up everywhere.
Right.
And
but some of them are not licensed. I guess you're supposed to be licensed to be able to do this, to sell it.
Yeah, but it's still federally illegal, right?
Right, yeah.
Or no, I guess not if it's medicinally.
Well, no, it's still illegal federally, but
I mean,
they're not doing anything to
doctors
bust people,
can't
you know?
Prescribe it to cancer patients?
No, they can prescribe it to anybody.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But if you're caught with it by a federal agent, then it's illegal. Yeah.
Mm.
But that's why they're trying to fight this. The states are trying to fight this. I mean, it's not only California. They've got a lot of states now that have legalized medicinal marijuana. So it's not just California.
Mm.
Yeah.
We're like, we just want to be Amsterdam people.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not? Would you want to live in Amsterdam?
Yeah, but Amsterdam is cool not because of the pot. I mean, it's just a really cool place.
Yeah, you'd live there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I would
cool.
live there, yeah. But it's cool because you can sit outside in the cafe and just have a joint, you know? I mean, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. I just don't want to smell it. I think it's the nastiest smell in the world.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't go to a coffee shop if you didn't want to smell it, you know?
Yeah. No, I guess you're right.
I just don't believe in telling other people how to live, you know?
No,
if
I agree.
They don't hurt me.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with that. I mean, if you can't find a reason why it should be illegal as far as it hurting other people,
yeah.
Well, then, I mean, that teach his own, I guess, on that level.
Yeah. The interesting thing is they're saying that they're showing that some people that smoke marijuana have some kind of... a cognitive advantage or something. They're not saying that it causes it. There's just a correlation. Like schizophrenics and things like that. I guess they found that if they smoke, they're doing a lot better.
Again, we're going to people that are having like psychological or physical
right.
problems, and then you're giving them marijuana and you're
right.
seeing improvement. But what if you don't have those problems? And you smoke that. What is the cause? I mean, you know, so laying aside the law mm-hmm. for a second, you know, the legal side. I mean, most people would agree, you know, the recreational user maybe is different, but the avid user, they generally cannot actuate. They generally cannot be active, successful, motivated people.
Mm.
I'm not talking about the recreational user. I'm talking about the person that does it every day.
Like all the time.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, maybe there's probably the exception to anything, right? The individual
right.
that's maybe really resilient, but generally they're stoned. When you're stoned, you're stoned. I mean, if you were smoking coming to work and you were smoking all day long through this job, would you be able to do this job?
Yeah.
That's bullshit. You're trying to win an
Why?
Argument.
What's hard about talking?
I mean, no, I don't mean just talking. I'm talking about
running the station,
dealing with all the technical issues, computer stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never heard of a successful person that's high on drugs, you know, so I agree with you on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's successful people that, you know, have coke problems.
Yeah, but they won't be successful for a long time.
No, you're right. No, absolutely.
You know, I think if you spend so much energy on drugs, then you don't have the energy left for other productive things.
Mm.
Yeah, I agree with that. But, George Michael, actually, I was reading the article when he was going to face jail time, and now he actually did. So let's see how much he got.
More than 15 days, right? Or 8 weeks.
No, actually, it's the same thing.
It's the same
fucking article. no, 12 weeks, so they said he'll probably serve half of that, so that'd be 6 weeks.
Oh, okay.
That's still a long fucking time to be in jail, man.
I just, you know? Here's my thing. No judgment on the situation, but mm-hmm. let me ask you, if you have that kind of money,
right?
Why not get drivers?
Yeah.
It seems like this is always
true.
Because these idiots are driving.
I know.
It's like
that's true, Lindsay Lohan.
It's like just
stuff,
don't.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, just don't do drugs. But if you can't get that part down, how about don't endanger other people by driving? Just get
right.
a driver.
Yeah, and they can afford it.
That's what I'm saying. If you can afford, it's not even that expensive to have a driver. I mean,
but you never know where they go. You know, maybe they want to go and keep things quiet. Like, you know, you don't want the driver to know where you're going or something. You know?
Well, I'm sorry. If you're going to be loaded...
People can sell stories to the Inquirer that way.
Yeah, well, you know what? You make them sign a confidentiality agreement.
It doesn't help, man.
Whatever.
Those things don't
It doesn't
work.
Matter. You're going to get loaded. You don't have the right to drive.
Yeah.
And put other people... I mean, you're calling it a victimless crime. It's not very victimless.
No, that's not... No, driving under the influence is not victimless.
Yeah, that's my point. Like, it's not... I mean, people are not being responsible. It's like... I can understand it either way, but... I definitely don't get it if you've got the money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd be like, here's the keys.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on my stripper pole in the back of this big dually, you know, limo right now.
Yeah,
and singing
let me do
karaoke.
A couple lines and smoke a doobie.
Well, I won't be doing that. But my point is you can just sit back and that you know, just get somebody to drive you around.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, I'm not the first person to come up with this obvious answer to how they cannot endanger other people.
Yeah.
But apparently they just don't want to do it.
I'm telling you, it's because of privacy things. Otherwise I can't explain it. You know?
No, I think it's kind of an empowered kind of godlike mentality. I want to drive. I'm a human too.
No, I don't know. What if he wants to go to a hooker or something? He doesn't want people to know about it. He's not. But he could take a cab or something, right?
Yeah, you can take a cab. In fact, that's even less.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I don't know. I think it's more like, I want to drive. You know, have you ever talked to a drunk person that tries to tell you they're not drunk and that they're okay to drive?
Yeah.
They usually get angry.
Uh-huh.
I've had a friend go, I'm okay. I'm okay, guys. I can drive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're
and
not.
And then you hear them talk and they sound like shit.
Well, and here's
know?
The thing. If anybody questions my sobriety with driving and they want to drive, mm-hmm. and I know that I'm not drunk, I'll still let them drive. You know why?
Mm.
Because it's better for them to feel safe and to have no question than for me to win an argument. It's not important to me. And it also proves my sobriety. I'm like, that's fine. If you want to drive, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people that are arguing that they're not drunk and then they're slurring their words and they get angry, you know they're drunk.
Yeah.
Crazy drunk people. Anyway.
Can you be implicated if you know someone's drunk and you let them... I mean, yeah. What's... You can't let or not let someone do something. Right?
Well,
I mean, if they're drunk and they're going to drive, even if you tell them don't.
Yeah, I think that if you're, I don't know if you can be. Like, if you're at a party and you just let them go.
Yeah.
I don't think
you can be implicated in that, huh?
I don't think you can, no.
Yeah.
No. I've had some bad drunk stories, but yeah, no. I'm trying to think. No, I don't think you can.
Hmm.
I hate drunk, though. I hate the way that feels. Ugh.
I hate seeing women drunk, you know?
Oh, I know
even
you
more
do.
Than men.
Yeah, because they don't
because,
look cute.
Yeah, it's a turnoff, you
You're
know?
You're not sexy anymore.
Yeah,
stop
exactly.
Forget the fact that this is
Sound
bad
like
for
shit,
you.
You know?
Forget the fact that this is bad for you and you can get in a lot of trouble. I just am turned off. You are turning me off. Whatever, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So more things are happening in London since we're talking about London. I guess a group of people... We're trafficking underage girls to London to sell them for sex. And they've been caught and will be sentenced. Three women and one man. They were bringing girls, you know, from Iran. They're Iranian. Mm. So they brought girls from Iran and Eastern Europe and so forth as young as 14.
It's awful.
14 to 20. And the way they were caught is, I guess, one of the women, there's three women and a man responsible. And I guess
was it three women and a man were responsible?
Responsible for this.
Oh, it's not. Oh, I thought it was. Oh, I thought it was three women that were found that were victims.
No. It's three women and a man that are running this.
What?
Yeah. And so apparently these idiots left a note, you know, at a hotel, saying that, you know, we've got these parties and, you know, you can find these girls. And then they turned it over to the police. And they found out that it's a trafficking ring, you know, for little girls.
It's disgusting.
Selling them for £150,000, which is about $231,000.
That's so awful. Three women?
Yeah. No, not... Oh, that we're doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah, three women and a man. One of their husband. Yeah, there were 24. And the woman's 24 and the husband is 30. And then there was another woman who was, she's one of the aunts, I guess, of one of these people, and she's 41. But ages 14 to 20-year-old girls.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I just don't understand how a woman, I mean, not even a man, but I mean specifically a woman, how you
I
can
know.
Do that too. Like, women are, obviously women and a woman, and then the fact that they're, it's younger, so there should be like a maternal instinct.
Yeah, you would think, right? But money, you know, makes people do crazy shit.
That's awful, man.
Yeah. Can you imagine, I mean, where did they find these girls? Do you think they kidnapped them?
Yeah, of course they do. I mean, I know that a friend of mine, if you guys are interested, there's an organization called TREAD, T-R-E-A-D. Mm-hmm. I think TREAD.org or just Google TREAD. And it's an organization that's global, but they've got a thing here in L.A. that basically they educate and do rescue missions and look, they're an awareness group for human trafficking and sex trafficking specifically. Mm-hmm. And apparently it happens in L.A., like they said, yeah. Some of the signs to look for. I mean, it's kind of vague, but they've gotten to where they'll do lookouts and stuff. They'll find areas where basically where you see a lot of people going in buildings, right. And there's things like a lot of girls that can't speak English that look lost.
Right.
That also looks like LA too, though, because it's hard to tell, but. I mean, I don't have all of it on the top of my head, but you can check it out, TREAD. And you know, they've been a part of, I think, busting some of it in LA, as far as, like, you know, tipping off the police and, you know, telling them what they're seeing, and they tell the police, and the police go and check it out, you know, things like that. But apparently they have job fairs in a lot of other countries, and they'll say, oh, you know, it could be anything from entertainment to administrative work, and they'll have these job fairs. And they
hire the women.
They hire girls. They get them get their passports, and they bring them to different countries, like the U.S. And the whole goal is to bring them to a place where they don't know anyone and they don't speak the language.
Right. So they're totally dependent.
They have nothing.
You.
They have nothing. And then there's different ways that they do it. And then a lot of times it's drug use as well. And these women are completely sedated all the time, or they're now they're addicted to drugs or whatever, and they have nowhere to go, and they don't know their way around, and they're usually, you know, kept inside 24/7.
Right.
You know, it's just disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting and sad, and but it's something to really get involved with and to really look out for, because I mean, I do a lot of job searching sometimes for little things, and I've noticed there's some interesting things out there that I'm like, you know, because I think American women can be susceptible to it as well, but it's overseas. Like, I've seen some jobs that are like, there's an overseas part to it, and that always kind of like, yeah.
Things that make you say,
Things that make you go, Things that make you go, Anyway, but not in a good way. Things that make you go, But no, there was like one, there was one job where they were looking for servers that were American and entertainers that were American for Dubai, which is obviously
That's obvious.
Well, I mean, not. I mean, the thing is that Dubai is a very westernized resort in the middle of the Middle East, right?
Right.
So you could kind of rationalize it as though they want American entertainers, they want American servers, they want to bring that westernized feel to that. Right. To these different casinos or resorts or whatever. And they had a lot of information about how it would go down and what the pay would be like and your time on, your time off, the contract, all that, right? But, you know, you're also like, things that make you go,
It really does make you go,
Yeah, I'm just not that interested. But you can think about it like cruise lines. There's a lot of ways to justify it. And I'm not saying that was a slave trafficking thing. It just does kind of make me go,
Yeah, it does make you go,
We wore that joke out. Yeah.
But $230,000, I mean, it's got to be, you've got to be very rich to be able to afford this. But how do you, okay, on the one hand, they're selling these girls and they're inhuman and stuff. But what about the people that buy these girls? You know, I mean, how can you possibly enjoy being with someone who...
I just don't
want to be there with you.
Well,
you
I think that there's a I don't know. I mean, I'm not in the mind of these kind of guys. I just think that it has nothing to do with sex.
Really? You think it's power?
I think it's always power or in violence and domination. I don't think it's about really a human to human interaction. It's like you know, I think that, you know you don't like when I go Bible stuff, but you know, the whole forbidden fruit set thing, you know, you can have everything but this, and that's the thing that they lust after.
Right.
I think in our brokenness and humanity, it all goes to different elements, like different levels of how freaking demented it is, but it's the same root. It's like, no, I don't want consensual sex. I don't want to be with somebody that's age appropriate. I don't want to be with somebody that can love me and be there for me. I want to take what's not mine, and I want to dominate. And it's about power and wealth. And I think that, you know, for these men, they're disturbed, and they want to obtain things that, I mean, that's just disgusting. You know?
Yeah. I do think it happens all around the world, though, more mm-hmm. than we care to admit.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that they've found all these different... I was in Detroit, Michigan for 4 months a few years ago taking care of an aunt of mine who had an aneurysm. And I got a job. I stayed out there with her and was living, like, not in Detroit, but in the suburbs, you know. Mm-hmm. It was so boring. Oh, so boring.
I can't imagine.
Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
I can't imagine
it was,
a lot of fun.
It's actually a really beautiful state. Michigan's beautiful, mm-hmm. but, I mean, it's for families. It's for, and if you don't know people, it's just not as open, and there's not a lot of... It's just not. It's just was like, oh, I couldn't handle it. But it was only 4 months, and I did meet some great people. But anyway, I was told by some of the people I worked with that there was a neighboring suburb that they had busted a house that had a bunch of Eastern European, I guess Slovenia, some kind of Czechoslovakian. Mm-hmm. Ring of sex trafficking and like a brothel, and that they said there it's pretty there's a lot of it going on in this area of Michigan. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like the middle of nowhere near the Great Lakes and all freezing and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so then I started noticing there was a really big, like, I don't know, I'm not getting the right Eastern European, but there's a lot of these dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were hitting on me.
Really?
Wanted to take me out. Like, I was at the coffee shop. I was like, how are you doing? Like, you know, like kind of fair skinned and, you know, Eastern European dudes, you know, uh-huh. they're like, we are out here doing job, you know, for like, you know, contract construction. How are you doing? You want to go back to, you know, hang out and shit, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I started.
We love American girls.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, some of them are really good looking, you know, like, uh-huh. you know, strapping men. But after they told me that, every time one of these guys would hit on me, I'm like, he's going to just drug me. I'm going to be like, hey, yeah, that's cool. And a syringe is going to go to my neck. I'm going to collapse. I'm going to wake up on some nasty freaking cot somewhere with uh-huh. a sheet. I did. I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no thank you at all. Hey, from the radio, I got an email mm-hmm. from some guy in the UK. That's not even English. You could tell because his like email was barely English, but he was proposing to me.
Ah.
He was like,
in love with you on the air.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about love, but he is like, da da da. He just went. He's like, you are, you know, great woman, and I like pictures and funny, and I'm good man, money, and live in UK, and you can be wife. I don't know how it went, but it was along the lines of that.
You could hear the accent in the email.
Well, it was broken. I mean, he could have been Nigerian. He could have been, you know,
right,
Middle
yeah.
Eastern. He could have been, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
Eastern European. I don't know. But it just, you know, and the email's just not adding up.
No, huh?
No, it's not. So.
Well, you never know who you might attract out there, you know?
That's for sure. I've had some weird ones. I had this guy from my high school mm-hmm. That I guess... He wasn't a really good-looking kid in high school. I think he's a little slow. Not slow, like super slow, but there's something there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just something there. Anyway, he friended me on Facebook, okay? So I accepted the request. And then I get these. He starts commenting on my photos or whatever. I'm like, okay, that's nice. And then I get this email from him that's so, like, he's like, F me running. How is New Year hot, but geez, so hot right now. You just got so hot, and he's just going off, and I'm like, delete, delete, delete. And I was like, I don't want to hear that. It's just a weirdo, and I don't know if he's going to be at the reunion or not.
So now, as a woman on Facebook, do you get hit on a lot?
You know, I'll get the occasional, somebody comments on a photo.
I see, okay.
You know,
but
I mean,
that's about it. People aren't nasty.
I mean... Like, not as much. I think MySpace was grosser.
Really?
Yeah, I think Facebook is more... I think people are really looking for community.
Yeah.
Whether it's professionally or just your friends. People are looking for community, and they want to read updates and statuses and see photos and kind of keep in touch. Or
yeah,
they want
but they're still assholes, you know? I mean, I'll have suddenly somebody, like, like those instant messages.
Yeah.
And... they go like, hi, you know, and they try to get you into a conversation. And then, you know, usually women. And then you go on their page, and all they have is male friends. And you figure, you know, this is like bullshit. You know, this is prostitution. And it happens quite a bit.
What do you mean, like they just want?
Like they try to entice you into something, you know. But I mean, the moment I, you know, they'll like send you to a site or something, you know, or.
That's weird.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, so it's like, give me a break, you know. I'm not interested in that bullshit.
So I was on the internet, and how do I say this without sounding really bad?
Well, we got to wrap up.
Yeah, okay,
why don't you save
it
for next
time? I'll
save
it for another time.
All right, everyone. Thank you all for joining us. We'll be back here tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.